What's good, E-Family? It's your boy, Raymond. Welcome to the first episode of Press Play with Ray. This is my new podcast, and I'm excited for it to finally launch. It's been something that I've been wanting to put together for a little while now. And, you know, I'm excited to, you know, finally get it started. So it's the Press Play with Ray podcast. I am your host, Raymond, if you don't already know me. Yeah, you know, 2024, this was my year to really just grow and, you know, say yes to a lot of the things that I've been wanting to do. Say yes to my dreams, say yes to my goals. And this is one aspect of what 2024 is going to look like for me. And it's just really staying in that creative bag and doing the things that I love to do. I love to create. I love to bring my ideas to life. So this is just one part of it. I'm excited, and I hope to put together some dope content, create some dope conversations, talk about some of my passions, and just create a safe space for us to really, like, vibe and hopefully learn some things. So a little bit about myself. I'm born and raised in Brooklyn. I graduated from Adelphi University. I went to two HBCUs before that. I went to Tuskegee University. I did a year and a half there, and then after that, I went to NSU, Norfolk State University. I did a year and a half there, and then I finished off at Adelphi University. Now, I can't front, it's nothing like an HBCU. That was one of my best experiences, honestly, being at an HBCU. I say that for sure. Tuskegee was lit. I probably had the best time there. You know, I started there as a freshman. So when you go into a school as a freshman, it's like a whole new world. And you meet other people that's there for the first time. And it's just like, it just takes off from there. So there was nothing like Tuskegee University. So I can't front. My TU family knows what I'm talking about. And NSU was cool too, but I can't say I had the same experience that I did at Tuskegee. So, you know. And then Adelphi also had a good experience as well, but nothing like the first one. Those that know just know. But all in all, those was great experiences. You know, I got to see some different things. I got to meet different people, and I graduated with a degree in marketing. So that's kind of like where my fascination for like marketing and content and just this digital age that we're in, that's kind of where it stems from. It's pretty much how people survive nowadays. You know, social media is everything, and I'm just so fascinated with the tools that we have at our disposal, the access that we have, the fact that we could do something, do pretty much anything as long as we have a smartphone. You know what I mean? You can start your own podcast. You could create pretty much anything you could think of with just a cell phone. So I think that we really have it good. And that's kind of one of the things that motivate me. I'm like, we have so many tools at our disposal. Like, why not create the ideas that you have in your head? Yeah. Another thing with the fascination is just crazy how like the podcast game is right now, and how like you see platforms like $1 million worth of game. You see platforms like Nightcap with Shannon Sharp. What's the other one? Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp. Like, his platforms are now like the leading media platforms. You know, you see people really coming on there, telling a life story, and it's kind of replaced like traditional media outlets that I've grown up to be accustomed to, like ABC, the Oprah Winfrey Show, how people will come on there to kind of like tell their life story. Now platforms like a Shannon Sharp, his platforms are places where people want to come and talk about their careers and stuff like that and their life stories. So it's just interesting because this is what's hot right now. I can't tell you how many episodes or clips I've seen of Shannon Sharp podcast, because it's just our phones garner so much attention in this day and age and social media. So I've watched way more clips on his platform than I probably do on, say, ABC, Fox, because this is just where our generation is at. We're on our phone. So it's like, it's just interesting how like the media industry has kind of like shifted, and I'm excited to, you know, see some of the things. So I'd like to dive into all of that. I wanted to create a space where I could rant about some of the things that I'm passionate about, which are things like sports, music. When I say sports, hold up. First of all, I'm a big basketball fan, so I'm not really into like all types of sports. I like football here and there, but I can't really speak too much to it because I didn't play football growing up. I didn't watch it as much. I tune in for some big events, but for the most part, I'm a basketball person. I could talk that all day. I could give my opinion on it. So I definitely plan to touch on anything basketball related. Yeah, so sports, music, entertainment, marketing. Like, I'm a big marketing junkie. You know, I'm into entrepreneurship. I have some ventures that I can probably provide some type of insight on to hopefully help somebody out. You know, and then motivation, you know, I really want to have discussions that hopefully can help somebody with, you know, whatever it is that they're trying to accomplish. You know, I like to uplift and I like to talk to people who I can learn from. So hopefully we have some discussions where we could just learn from each other and hopefully have some guests on in the future as well. So I'm excited. 2024, this is what it's about. We doing things. We walking into new rooms. We doing new things. We not really on the same sitting around waiting for shit to happen because that's not how it works. If you want something to happen, you really got to make it happen. You got to do what you can do. Sometimes you get lucky, but you get even more lucky when you actually put the work in. So that's really what this year is about. It's about putting the work in, planting some seeds, and just having fun with the process. Like, that's really what I enjoy. I enjoy the process of starting at point A and making it to point C. I really don't like the skip steps. I don't want anything. I'd rather work for it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what this is about, and I'm excited for us to be on this journey together. Topics for today: the All-Star Game, the NBA All-Star Game. You know, we're going to touch on some music stuff. And without further ado, let's talk about it. So, this All-Star Game. If you're an NBA fan, you was really disappointed in what was displayed with the All-Star Game. I mean, I was really disappointed, but I think this has been building up. It's not something that's kind of like this year we saw like some disappointing basketball in terms of like the All-Star Game and stuff like that. But it's been something that we've seen throughout the years. It's not something that just happened. I think there was a lot of uproar this past All-Star weekend, and I was happy for it because I think that's the only way to really see some change. You know, if we continue to year over year just allow it to get worse and worse, it's like, bro, what are we doing? So I was happy that everybody voiced their opinion and how disappointed they was with the game. You know what I mean? So yeah, I was grateful for that because year over year you're just seeing the increase in lack of effort, and it's like who's really tuning in for that? I pretty much was not looking forward towards watching the All-Star Game. I was more so, I mean, you can't compare the Super Bowl to the All-Star Weekend because one is an exhibition game and the other is an actual championship game. But at the same time, coming from an NBA fan growing up, that wasn't the case for me. I never really was into football. I've become more interested as I've grown up, and I've understood it a little bit better. But this year, I was for sure looking forward to the Super Bowl. I was for sure looking forward to the Celebrity All-Star Game more than I was the actual NBA All-Star competitions. So like the dunk contest, the All-Star Game, I was not looking forward to those because I understood that it's kind of becoming more and more watered down. So to me, that's crazy. When I'm more interested in seeing streamers, football players, and other influencers play basketball against each other than I am some of my favorite NBA players, to me, that's crazy, you know? So I really, like, I'm disappointed, and I hope that, you know, there's something we could do to improve it because even the numbers showed this year. According to this Yahoo article, there was a significant decline from the 2022 edition of the game, which averaged a 3.1 rating and 6.28 million viewers. So that was 2022. This year, the rating was 2.2 and 4.59 million viewers for the game on Sunday. So that means 2 million less people tuned in for the All-Star game. And honestly, it's because they probably had the same view that I had, that it's just not, like, the energy is not really there. So it's like, what are we really tuning in for? First of all, it was a dunk contest on Saturday. Why am I tuning in to just see players run through the lane and just, you know, just flat out not play? And to me, it's crazy because you get a lot of players that it's their first year in an All-Star game and they're so excited to be first-time All-Stars, but then, you know, they get in the game and it's just like half-assing it. And I think the energy is just set to, like, not play hard. I think it's just, to them, it's just fun. It's just like, but who wants to see that? I remember growing up, I really used to, like, love watching the All-Star game. I used to be excited. I used to make, like, a whole weekend out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, looking at some of those players from that 96, 97 draft class, playing with some of the players from that 03 draft class, and it was just fun. It was competitive. And I'm not going to say that the whole game they played their ass off, because it is just an exhibition game. But, like, there's got to be some type of balance, man. There got to be some type of balance where the players, they at least put on some type of show. And I'm not just talking about with dunks. I'm talking about effort, because that's why we tune in. I mean, for all of that, you might as well just have some D-League players, man. Some G-League players that, you know, really want it, that are hungry for opportunity. And I think that's what's missing. It's just like, are we at the point where we should just scrap this shit? Like, should we just move on from having All-Stars actually playing a game and give some up-and-coming players? I don't know. It's something that I be thinking about. Like, what are we going to do? I mean, with the dunk contest, so I want to pose a question with the dunk contest. This is something that I've been thinking about, and this is the reason why I really don't get excited for the dunk contest. I fuck with the three-point shooter. I really loved how the NBA, they implemented that new format with WNBA players. So, because I always love watching the three-point shootout. You always get maximum effort, and it's always entertaining to watch somebody shoot and make threes. Like, it's something about that. But I be wondering if we've pretty much seen every dunk that we could possibly see. You know, is that why year over year the dunk contest, it probably gets a little bit more watered down? Is it because we've seen all the dunks? Like, you think about when Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, Jordan was doing their dunks. We didn't have as much, you know, social media access as we did, where we see these dunks. You got influencers that specialize in just dunking. So it's like, we've seen pretty much every dunk in game, out of game, All-Star dunk contest. So it's like, are players intimidated by the fact that we've seen it all? I feel like I've personally seen every dunk. I mean, I don't really find dunk contests that entertaining, if I'm being honest, but maybe that's why it's not as entertaining, because we've seen it all. Maybe the players have troubles coming up with something creative. Everybody has been dunked over, from Shaq to Kevin Hart to Blake Griffin with the Kia, but nonetheless, maximum effort should be put in. Like, we shouldn't be seeing no bullshit on All-Star weekend. Like, you shouldn't be missing dunks. You really should be putting on a show for the people, man. But yeah, in terms of the All-Star game, I don't know. I feel like the NBA, the NBA is really good at listening to the fans and making adjustments. So I'm sure that next year we're going to see some type of improvement or some emphasis that's going to increase the effort, because I don't know. I see it from the NBA. Like, they've done it previous All-Star games where they've tried to implement things like charities and stuff like that to kind of like increase the intensity. So I'm not too worried, but it's definitely frustrating as an NBA fan to see the decline of the All-Star weekend. So I'm not worried, but I definitely hope that we get back to it because I'm an NBA fan and I really want to see some good basketball. I'm not trying to see no bullshit. I need the same energy that these players give and these C Brickley runs. You know what I'm saying? Like you putting more effort into those than the All-Star game. So I just want to see a little balance. Obviously, I'm not an NBA player, so I understand that you don't want to risk being out for the whole season. I get that. You don't want to risk it, but where's like the middle ground? You know what I'm saying? So, music-wise, first of all, let me say this. I'm a big Jay fan, so there will never be no Jay slander on this podcast. There will never be that. I'm definitely a big early 2000s fan, hip-hop, R&B. I'm into Afro beats, dancehall a little bit, you know what I mean? So I say there's a lot of music that I'm really learning about right now. I also right now, I'm learning to DJ. I'm taking my time with it. Right now, I'm sticking to the living room. I need a lot of work, but we'll get there. We'll get there. More on that in the future. So I'm listening to a lot of music right now, man. There's so much music right now. There's so much music. It's crazy. It's like every day there's hundreds and hundreds of songs being flooded out there. It's so easy. It's kind of like the amount of content that's out there. It's so like easy to make content. It's so easy to make music. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing, but then it's like, damn, I can't even remember. Like, I'm hearing so much music. Very rarely do I ever know what the artist looks like. So I'm really just, you know, learning about a whole bunch of artists every day. So, but of course, just being where I was born, 96, Brooklyn, of course you gotta be a Jay fan. You know, you gotta be a Nas fan. And of course you're gonna be biased when it comes to who the GOAT is. So we'll leave that for another day. I love to get into a friendly little debate on who the GOAT is when it comes to this rap shit, but we won't do that today. I don't wanna turn people off too quick, but we'll get into that, you know, later on. But in terms of what I'm listening to right now, like today, first of all, the Meek album or the Meek EP, I'm not sure what it is, if it's an EP or if it's an album. But the five tracks, I thought all five tracks were dope. I'll say that. The best track to me was Whatever I Want, you know, with Favio Foreman. I thought that track was fire. Like, it got the little drill or the little, you know, the little beat that it has. I thought that it's fire. Like, it's so like it just makes you move. But at the same time, he's rapping and like he's really saying some shit. Like, I think like he really challenged himself to really spit bars on every track. And that's what I got off like maybe the first listen. Sometimes when you listen to a project for the first time, you really don't get the full vibe of it until you listen to it like maybe the second time. I think the first listen I was like, yeah, he got something with this one. He really got something with this one. And then the second listen I was just like, yeah. I mean, it just sucks all the bullshit that's going on around it, but I'm not gonna get into that. But I did fuck with the project, and you know, I definitely think that'll be on my playlist, you know, when I need some energy. Meek, you always gonna get the energy from a Meek song. So he definitely didn't miss on that aspect. And then another album that I feel like is not really getting a lot of attention, you know, maybe for a lot of reasons, is the Kanye album, you know, the Vultures. I thought the Vultures was pretty solid. Like, that album to me, I think had a lot of radio hits that could be radio hits. If, you know, for not for some other things, but So from that album, I like the song Talking with his daughter. I definitely thought that was a vibe. Like, I thought that was a cute song. And let me see, what else? Oh yeah, Back to Me. That shit was hard. I can't get the fucking line right. I think Kanye really got in his bag with this one. Like, he really was on some creative shit, and it was good to see that, because I wasn't really feeling his last few albums. But this one, I definitely appreciated, like, the creativity that went into actual bars. And then with Ty Dolla, I feel like Ty Dolla is something about him, man. When he gets on a track, I was talking about this with my cousin, and when he gets on a track, like, Ty Dolla, he really brings something to the track that no other artist has. I mean, there's a lot of, like, technology out there to make your voice like a certain way, but I've never heard anybody sound like Ty Dolla. Now, Ty Dolla, in my opinion, he's not like the most amazing singer. Like, I'm not saying like he's like a Michael Jackson, he's not like a Usher or like a, you know, like a top R&B singer, but there's something about his voice, the melodic tone of it, that adds something amazing to a track. And that's really like my experience every time I hear him on the track, like majority of the times. Like, there was a song with him and Diddy on Diddy's album somewhere between 2015 and 2020, and I just realized, like, yo, Ty Dolla, like, is crazy. Like, his voice is dope. So it's always amazing to hear him as a feature on a track. And that was the experience, because he was on every track with them collabing. So I thought he added, like, something that you can't find anywhere to the album. What other song? Do It. Do It went crazy. Do It went crazy. That song, Do It. I thought that track was fire. Oh yeah, Freddie Gibbs. He was on Back to Me, right? Hold on. Yeah, Freddie Gibbs. He was on Back to Me. I thought it was dope to hear him on the track. I fucked with Paperwork. Paperwork was dope. Burn was fire. That's a vibe. I've been having that on repeat. And yeah, those was my favorite tracks off of there. So Talking. Oh, Paid. I fucked with Paid. Back to Me. Do It. Paperwork and Burn. Those were some of my favorite tracks. So I gave the album like an 8 out of 10, in my opinion. And I get excited when there's dope music out, man. And I hope that, like, there's an artist out there that's just, like, working on some real, 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 real dope music, and they put that out, because, man, I'll just be having that shit on repeat. Like, when I find a song, I don't know if anybody else is like this, but when I find that one song, like, I will literally, like, play it, like, all day. So I get excited when I find a new song that I really vibe to. And I was excited that, you know, Kanye first, you know, he put out some dope music, and then Meek, you know, put out this recent body of work. Because life is just, like, it's just fun when we got good music, man. Like, when there's no fire music on or out there, that's just, like, new. Obviously, we got fire music that's out here, but sometimes you just want something new, man. It's like, sometimes it's like, it'll be like a month and there's no fire, like, new music, and it's just like, damn, where's the music? Like, what the fuck? So I'm excited that those projects is out. And yeah, man, just, if you're an artist, keep putting that shit out, because you never know, there might be somebody out there that really vibes to it. And, you know, I won't be the first one to hear it, because I'm be honest, I don't hear shit until it's hot. Like, I really don't have the patience sometimes to listen to, like, a full album of some artist that I've never heard about. So if you got some hot shit, definitely put that shit out, because somebody gonna listen to it, and then it's gonna go viral, and then I'm gonna hear it, and I'm gonna be grateful. So that's all I'm gonna say on that. Well, this was dope. This was dope for the first episode. This was a cool conversation. We should definitely do this more often. I hope to put out an episode, maybe for now monthly. Yeah, you know, today was dope. You know, we touched on the All-Star game. We touched on, you know, kind of like some of the topics that we'll talk about throughout this podcast, you know, whether it involves music, sports, really basketball, entertainment, some things that might be going on in the world of pop culture and entertainment, but we're going to keep it, you know, strictly fun-hearted. We're not really into drama on this side, so if you're looking for that, you might be in the wrong place. But yeah, man, we're just going to have some dope conversation, so I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next episode. I wish you all the best on whatever journey you're on. Appreciate you for joining me on this journey, and I look forward to seeing you guys in the future. So stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in to Press Play with Ray, and I'll see you soon.